Welcome to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast.
And Misty, thanks so much for listening. Some highlights from today's show.
Those that were only children have more difficulty in marriage. Interesting thought. Didn't know that was the case. Those that had siblings, apparently according to this research, had happier marriages. And we're just curious if that has been the experience with you. Our number is 888-888-9976. Good morning.
Yes, I was the only boy out of five kids, so I was basically an only child. But
hold on here. No. Stop. Back up the bus. Back up the bus.
Beep, beep, no beep. Sense whatsoever.
You just said you're the only boy out of five kids, so you're like an only child. No, you're not.
No.
Well, yeah, because everything that was mine, the girls and their sisters didn't want.
Okay, so it was boy stuff that you wouldn't have to share.
In terms of sharing, yeah.
Yeah, I get that part. Okay. But there's still that healthy level of, okay, this is my side of the car.
Right. Yes.
And let's face it, in marriage, you have to give up your side of the car a little bit.
Yes.
You know, there's a little give and take that goes on.
Well, think about this. With four sisters, he knows how to share a bathroom with his wife now.
That's true. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Clarissa, and I have my son Cannon with me. We're on our way to drop him off at school today, and he heard your interesting conversation, and he was like, Mom, we have to call.
What? Well, how come?
Do tell.
Yeah.
He was just excited when you guys were talking about no TV. We do not have any TVs in our home. We haven't had one in our house for about 7 years.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
It's amazing. It really does make a difference.
Now, what's amazing to me is this. Now, you said it was your son that wanted you to call in?
Yes.
And how old is he?
He's almost 13.
He's almost 13, and is he happy about this?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Hi, Cannon. Hi, my name's Cannon.
So, you are okay with not having a TV?
Yes.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, I think we just witnessed a miracle. You know, I had this story earlier. This guy lands at an airport, drives to his Airbnb. He's exhausted. He's tired. He sleeps the night. The next morning, wakes up to the owner standing over him. What are you doing here?
Oopsie.
He walks into basically an unlocked house. It wasn't his Airbnb. We're asking, have you ever had a switcheroo like this before? And what happened? Our number is 888-888-9976. And it was an embarrassing situation. What exactly happened there? So tell us.
Mom from the hospital one time. And so my daughter got into my mom's car. And then we pulled around the corner to go pick up my mom. So we get my mom. And literally we get into the car. We take the those clubs that they have. Or used to have. Some people still use them. She was able to take the club off.
Oh, a club on the steering wheel?
On the steering wheel, yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Drove all the way around to the front to go pick up my mom, and my mom's like, this isn't my car.
Oh, no.
What? So, like, literally, we got in it, took the club off, drove around the front. She's like, Heather, my car's over there. So, like, we all start panicking, and real quick, go back to the same parking spot. Thank goodness it was still open.
Wow.
Drop the car off, put the plug back on it.
You legitimately broke into somebody else's car.
Yeah.
Basically.
But there's so many layers to this onion to unpeel because, yeah, of course, if that parking space was taken, what would that person do if they come back and there's cars and where they left it? But then on top of that, I just realized you guys had a key that got into the club that was on their steering wheel.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Oh, yes. My goodness.
Okay.
That's just crazy.
Key makers need to step their game up.
Exactly.
So the key not only unlocked the door, took the club off the steering wheel, started the car, yeah, all of that.
Wow.
And the only reason we knew that it wasn't my mom's is because apparently she had some pink fuzzy thing in her car, and she's like,
where's my fuzzy
thing? This is my car.
You know what crossed my mind, then this is totally naughty. Well, which car had the lower mileage?
Hey everyone, this is Jordan St. Cyr. By supporting Family Life Radio, you are supporting the artists who make the music you love. You are the reason behind what we do. Thank you.
You can give safely and simply at myflr.org. Can you
Life Radio. Hello.
Morning. Danielle.
Hi, Danielle. What's on your mind?
I was calling about the time when someone has helped me. About 2 months ago, we moved to Arizona, and I was pregnant. About 2 weeks after we moved, I went into labor at 33 weeks and ended up having my daughter a week later at 34 weeks. What they don't tell you when you're in the hospital is that if your baby goes to the NICU, the nurses don't really check on you. You're just kind of left in the hospital room alone. And my husband was with our other kids and going back and forth between the hospital, and I already have a history of depression and anxiety, and it just made it worse. And when we had to leave the hospital without the baby, it was even worse than that because, you know, you never want to leave the hospital without the baby. And so we were driving back and forth. I was trying to get there every day just to see her. And it really broke my heart because I was like, nobody's there holding her. Nobody's there loving on her. And it just made my depression and anxiety worse. And I remember sitting there in the NICU one day, and I was just holding her and I was crying. And the one nurse came over to me and we just started talking. And so I just told the nurse everything, how I was feeling, how I was worried about her because, you know, she's just in this cute little incubator. And right. The nurse sat there and told me that when she is there with her, that baby is hers too. That she's taking care of her just like it was one of her own children. That made me feel so much better. There'd be times that I'd come in and I'd find her just holding her or, you know, just giving her a little extra love. And that just made my heart happy and it helped me feel better. And not only that, be able to take the time that I needed to heal and not try to kill myself getting back and forth between the hospital and, you know, spending time with the other kids.
Mm-hmm. Aren't you glad you brought it up with the nurse? Because if you hadn't, you wouldn't probably know what that nurse was doing all along while you weren't there.
And that was a reassurance you desperately needed in that moment.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. Yeah, it really was.
Both of our kids are preemies and spent a long time in the NICU. Both of them have. Sam was the longest one.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah. He was born May 1st. His due date was in July.
Oh my goodness.
So it is hard leaving that baby behind. But I found out there are volunteers in those hospitals. These people come in and hold babies.
Yeah. Aww.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Just snuggle them and give them love.
Yeah.
How's your baby doing now?
She got to come home after 28 days in the hospital. And she is doing amazing. She's loving being home with her three older sisters.
Good.
Wow, so that's happy good about news. That.
Four little girls. Wow.
Yeah.
How fun.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, no kidding.
In a great way.
Well, thank you for sharing. Appreciate that. A little bit of a conundrum in the Kankle Fritz house.
Oh, yeah?
It's been spring break this past week for our children. So we thought it would be fun to take the kids to one of those video game pizza places.
Oh, okay. Brave of you.
Yes. Thank you. And to invite the neighbor kids because their parents didn't have time off this week. And so.
Oh, no.
Thought we would do that. So.
Double brave of you.
Yeah. Anyhow, the children from this one particular household showed up and, you know, their parents gave them money for pizza and video games.
Well, that was very courteous.
Yeah. Here's the problem. They gave them $50 per child.
Whoa.
That's a lot of pizza and games.
And video games.
My word.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah.
So what am I supposed to do with my own kid?
Pay up?
I mean, he can't be the odd kid out.
Oh, this is what am I gonna do?
Now, I am glad that when you chose how much money you wanted to spend on video games, you could choose in the machine and the top end was $35. So both of those boys that had the $50 each had $35 each to spend on video games. So at least it wasn't $50, but still, that's a lot. I don't know. Maybe your family's used to that. Not mine.
Yeah.
No.
No, that's a lot.
I mean, I mostly have experienced the exact opposite problem. Oh, you invited my kids? Well, great. They're yours.
Then you're going to have to pay for your... Yeah, I'm glad that didn't happen.
Right.
So, yeah,
This is a whole different situation.
I bit the bullet and had to buy Sam $35 worth of video games.
Did he use it all? Did he play $35 worth?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay. That's impressive.
And did he want to go again the next night for the same price?
Well, that is not going to happen.
Oh. Oh, my word.
No.
You can turn this into a teaching moment. Like, do a little, a continuation of school at home. So math is fresh in his mind when he goes back. If the neighbor kids get $50 and you don't, what percentage of the day will you spend pouting?
Right. Exactly. So, no, we ended up, I've never spent that much money before.
No, me either. I can't even imagine.
Yeah. But then thoughts go to, well, does that happen all the time? Do they just normally spend that much money? Was she afraid of not sending enough money? Spent too much money? I don't know. It was all these things went through our minds. Never experienced this.
Yeah, now you want to be prepared for next time.
I know.
Or will there be a next time? Mm. And that would be kind of sad because I think they're good kids, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So there you go. Have you ever had the issue of...
You have to have a little budget discussion with the mother.
Well, it's peer pressure. Oh, that's a good question, Sally. Should I have that discussion or not?
Exactly. What do you do?
I don't know. It's a good question. I've got joy down in my soul. I'm going to let this feeling take control. Joy. Hey, we'd love to know what is bringing you joy. Call right now. 888-888-9976. Well, tell us what's going on.
Well, I called y'all to let you know about I was desperately needing a job, that I was looking at going to a homeless shelter if I didn't get something.
Whoa. It was that bad. A homeless shelter?
Yeah. I was down to my last $100.
Wow.
And God's always right on time, and he's never late. But just started... I had a new job making more money than what I've made in a long time.
Oh, Dave, that is terrific. Don't you love it when God gives you back better than what you lost?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, God is good.
And it's a good job?
It's a good job making more money than what I've made in a long time.
That's great.
It is.
One third of us are not going to go to work because of March Madness? It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Are you that into college football? You're going to take time off of work to watch? Did I say football? Basketball.
Yeah. Oh, far be it from me to correct any kind of sports.
I was about to say, I didn't even recognize there was a mistake.
Well, it was a total slip for me because I love basketball or football, not basketball. I'm surprised people are going to take time off of work, like a sick day for that. Is that really happening? 888-888-9976. Yes, good morning.
I'm not a sports person, but I did call in sick when Lady Diana and Prince Charles got married so I could watch the wedding.
Okay, yes.
And then I remember in high school, I missed school because Luke and Laura from General Hospital got married. So I'm a romantic. So sports, I'll go to work every day with sports things. But you have two people get married that I think blown together, then I'm out.
You just like romance. That's okay.
I remember that General Hospital thing being huge.
I remember being all over like the TV guides at the counter.
Yep.
I didn't watch the show. I wasn't allowed to, but I remember.
I finally did get rid of them, but I had the Luke and Laura Barbie dolls. Yep.
Oh my goodness.
I was sad. But that's my sick story. And now that my boss is probably deceased and I won't get in trouble, I can share.
Timing is everything.
We sure hope you enjoyed the podcast. Invite you to like us on Instagram and Facebook. Just search for FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.